We've got a celebration for us, our story on this Friday, celebrating the work of a very unusual school in Bradford. Now, this is a school which works with other pupils that schools just can't cope with for whatever reason. However, their success record in getting qualifications and giving those young people hope for the future is just outstanding. The thing is, it's not an ordinary school. It's a farm. And that's where a lot of the work takes place rather than in the classroom. And we've sent Richard Edwards down to the Prism Youth Project in Girlington in Bradford for us this morning. How are you doing there, Rich?
Good morning, Liz. Honestly, where else would I rather be on a beautiful April morning on a Friday? Now, this is the Prism Youth Project, as you said. I'm down on the main farmyard area at the moment, but a few minutes ago, I was having a walk around in a couple of the hills at the top of the farm, and it's got to be one of the most striking views in West Yorkshire, because in the middle distance was evidence of Bradford's industrial history, a huge mill building, the old chimney there. Those big rows of windows. I could picture the machinists and the looms flying behind those windows. In the far distance was the hills all looking gleaming green on this with this gorgeous blue sky. A little bit of hazy cloud around this morning. Nice and mild. But as I looked at all that, right next to me was half a ton of cow. And in the field in front of me was a lovely chestnut brown Shetland pony, I think it was. To the field to my left, there was a field full of goats and sheep. And scampering around my feet was the farm cat, because this is a farm smack bang in the middle of one of the most urban parts of West Yorkshire. Really tranquil place to spend an April morning. Blossom all over the trees. And two of the people who work here are with me now. Well, they work here and they study here. They are Declan Varley, who is 18, and Casey Clark, who is 16. Because as you said, Liz, this place works with children and young people who, for whatever reason, have just not quite been able to get on in the mainstream education system. Now, I'm going to bring Declan in a moment. But Casey, I'd like to start with you, if I could. Good morning. Tell us about your experience in the school system, because about 3 years since you were in school, it didn't go well for you. What happened?
Well, I was pretty much bullied out of school. I'd go back to the teachers every day. I'd say to them, look, the kids at the school, they won't leave me alone. They'd say horrible things. They'd call me horrible names about my illness. I have epilepsy. And the teachers didn't seem to do anything, so I was just like, I can't put up with this no more. I'm just leaving the school.
So you took yourself out of the system and you feel let down by it. And what have you been doing for the 3 years? You almost described it, Casey, as you've been moving around.
Yeah, because of my circumstance, I've been in care for about 10 years now. I've just moved from pillar to post, to be honest. Social service moved me about and I just haven't been able to settle down anywhere apart from now.
Yeah, you say you're starting to settle down now and you've got an element of being settled into education. Here, tell us about the mix for you of the academic work that you do and the practical work you do on the farm.
The academic work, obviously, it helps me to then go on and get my GCSEs because I obviously didn't manage to do that. But the practical work where I'm actually around the animals, it's a very therapeutic process. It takes your mind off the whole outside world and it just brings it down to you're here right now with the animal.
Casey, thank you very much. Now, Declan, let's pick up on that point that Casey just made. They're talking about how therapeutic it is to work with the animals. What's it like for you when you're out there in the fields working with the livestock?
Well, you know, this is just like my opinion, but it is one of the most therapeutic things. I've always enjoyed it. I've always enjoyed being around animals and just it is very calming, yeah, because there's sort of that connection that you don't also get with people, you know what I mean? There's no.
And despite that lack of connection with some people, I know there's four people in particular that have really supported you, Declan. Just before we go, tell us who they are.
If we go by nickname, that would be Creature, the King, the Pagans next door, and that woman who gave birth to me.
So, your mother. So, so Declan, well done. All remember their mums. And Casey's smiling there, Liz, because she's cuddling the farm cat live from the Prison Youth Project in Girlington. Yeah, one of them, Casey says, in the middle of Bradford.
Fabulous. What an amazing project. A good news story for a Friday morning. Real achievement going on. And well done to everybody involved in that down at the Prison Youth Project.